Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah is the praise that falls off my lips. Blessings to each and every one of you, beautiful soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, talking about right now, beloveds, is the time to let our minds, our bodies, and our souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, our beautiful Redeemer, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically, as well as unexplainably, with no apologies, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light in this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Amen. Goes right there. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. So that you, I'm talking to you, can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God's not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified nutrition from the book of Acts chapter 17 and verse 28, where we read the Apostle Paul was speaking to the great philosophers of Greece regarding the statue to the unknown God that they had erected. Now, Paul made his declaration courageously testifying of God by Holy Spirit God. Paul told them that our God is the supreme being of all existence, known and unknown, because it was he who created everything. Now, the greatest achievement that God himself recognizes is creating beings that has his own very likeness. That's you and I. We're made in God's image with the purposeful intent of moving, living, and having our being with God as one. We're going to be talking about live, move, being in our spiritual relationship with God, our Father, the Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit God. Talking about that oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed that we would have and do have in the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter. My special guest is here. You're talking about a phenomenal woman that has a testimony that should go in the Guinness World Book and any other book that is worthy of literary recognition and accolades. I'm talking about the Princess of Poetry, author, woman of God, Janelle Strickland is here. It's been a while, but this amazing woman of God has a testimony that's going to blow your sanctified socks off. I'm here to tell you, I am happy, excited to have her back on this broadcast because she is a gifted and anointed powerhouse for Jesus. You don't believe me? You just stay right there and you see for yourself. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining my artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Tangela Willis from right here in Arkansas. My God, the ladies have stepped forward and they've come up shining bright like the light that our Lord Jesus declared that we need to be. So y'all just go ahead and call a family member, a friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, anybody that Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit right now. Let them know Brother Ronnie Jefferson is back on fire with that gospel experience to honor and glorify God first and foremost. If we don't do nothing else, God, you get the praise. And then we want to encourage everybody listening, every spirit that has ears to hear, to listen to these words of encouragement and songs of gospel celebration of our God. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for renewing our lives, for living in us, for moving in us, and allowing us to have our being in you. We thank you and we praise you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Rayshon Anderson, you keep on with that. You hear? Yes, Lord. That's how we start this fire gospel experience off with high praise and testimony. Man of God, Rayshon Anderson is testifying so many of our stories about how God kept us. And the funny thing about it, we were being kept, y'all, and didn't even realize it. We were probably down and maybe on our way out, we thought, but we were right there in the middle of God's mighty hands being blessed. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, I needed that. I don't know about y'all, but that felt good all the way down in my spirit. My special guest is here. Let me tell y'all about this young lady, because I can't testify for her, but I sure going to speak up right now. She is Elder Janelle Strickland, the Princess of Poetry, Elder, Minister, and I'm going to say this out loud, performance poet. That means she has gone deep into the recesses of our God, and God has poured down in her spirit gifts, seeds, and blessings that give her an expression that we all have to acknowledge is nothing but the anointing of God. Without any further ado, come on in the room, woman of God, Elder Janelle Strickland. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hallelujah, woman of God. How are you?
Great afternoon, Brother Ron. How are you doing?
Lord Jesus, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I would complain, but I'd be lying. I ain't got nothing to complain about because everything the devil send my way, all that's going to do is draw me closer to God, and that's going to give me the opportunity to practice what I preach. So I ain't scared of the devil. I'm just going to follow in God's footsteps. Bless you, woman of God. I just need to let my listeners know. I'm going to let y'all know up front. Y'all don't know the woman that had the issue of blood. We read about her in the Bible, and not one of us, even you sisters that have to deal with this same type of condition, can identify fully with a woman that had an illness that lasted over 12 years. Well, I'm here to tell y'all, we may not know that particular woman, but I know somebody right now, woman of God, Elder Janelle Strickland. She has a testimony that if anybody could come close to the long-term ailments and physical medical conditions that the woman that had the issue of blood, this woman of God right here can relate to her like very few, very, very few people can with the story, the testimony of what she's been through. So without letting me go on and on trying to tell your story, woman of God, I want you to just share with the listeners the faith, the power of how God moved through you through so many difficult days and seasons and circumstances where not only was your faith being challenged, but so is your physical body being challenged. Talk to us. Tell us something.
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on today. It is wonderful to be in the land of the living, and I don't say that as a cliche or as commonplace, because many times the enemy has come from my life, and I thank God that today I am alive. I'm a living, breathing, medically documented miracle. I am the evidence of the word of God in Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. Listen, my story is very extensive, but I'm just going to give you guys a few highlights. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. And a lot of times we struggle with that scripture because we want the other part. It says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. But we don't want the many afflictions. Well, I have lived for 53 years. Yes, 53 years with a diagnosis of two types of lupus. And that caused over 38 different diagnoses, some of which are not even supposed to be able to operate in the same body at the same time. For example, I have a rare blood disorder that says that my blood does not contain what is necessary to support human life. I've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. God has afforded me the blessing of avoiding a heart transplant twice. At one point, the chambers of my heart did not work at all. Now all four chambers function appropriately. At one point, my heart functions were down to like 10-15%. When they found it, they told my family I would not live through the night, and that was in February of 2015. I've had four strokes due to lupus-induced hypertension. Four strokes. I have no residual effects of the four strokes. I've had one heart attack. They've diagnosed me with hypertension, asthma, hypofibrinogenemia, fibromyalgia, arthritis from head to toe. I've had five knee surgeries, one surgery on the right foot, three surgeries on the left foot. They said I would never walk again. They said I would not maintain my memory. They told me in 1 year that I would die 35 times. Now, as if that is not enough, I am a three-time cervical cancer survivor and a one-time breast cancer survivor. And as if that is not enough, there's so much more. I lost my sight one time due to diabetes that was induced by steroids that I was taking for the lupus. I've had eye implants put in, cataracts removed. I've had heart surgery. The list of all the things that I have lived through, and this was from about 2015 to about 2020, I went through all of this stuff simultaneously at one time. I've broken one ankle. They literally told me that I was going to be a vegetable, that I was going to completely lose my mobility. I wouldn't be able to drive. I would not be able to live by myself. I would not be able to navigate life. They were planning my funeral. And God was planning my future.
That's right. Amen. 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 I have never in my 62 young years of living heard such an amazingly powerful testimony like you just shared right there, woman of God, because I'm sure you have had spiritual highs and lows that none of us could probably even come close to imagining. Because under those circumstances, woman of God, what is the one thing, if you can put it into one picture, frame it for us, what was the main thing that kept you going and kept you from not losing your mind as well as your faith?
Listen, when I first got saved, the very first scripture that I learned was Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That was the first scripture I ever learned. And through everything that you've heard and all the things that I didn't even list, my trust in God is what kept me sane going through all of this. I was like, God, I don't understand it, but I trust you. God, it hurts, but I trust you. God, people walked away, but I trust you. God, I'm in the hospital again, but I trust you.
Trust you.
God, I can't afford the medication, but I trust you. God, I've lost my house, my car, my income, family, friends, people in church, but I trust you. Even though I literally lost everything and was on the verge of losing my life so many times, God, I trust you.
My God,
there's got to be something in this that is going to benefit somebody else. God, if this is what I have to go through so that somebody else can get their miracle, then God, so be it. I trust you.
Amen. Amen. Now, woman of God, listen to this. What else could you have done?
Exactly.
Your back was against every wall that the devil could create.
Yes.
And see, that's beautiful right there. That that is so beautiful right there, woman of God, because unfortunately sometimes the majority of us, 99% of us, probably don't come to God just because we just love God because he's so beautiful, so loving, so kind, and so giving. It's because we are in situations that are so aggressive, so dominating our lives, so depressive, that we realize that we are just weak, feeble, and we can't do nothing to change our own situation. Now that you've gone through that, what would you say now is the rainbow after the storm? They say that there is a silver lining in every dark cloud. Now, we got to hear this, because if it ain't a book and if it ain't a movie coming on Lifetime, I don't understand why. Your story hasn't been told. Do I need to get out there and start doing the legwork so that we can get your story told on Lifetime? Because if I do, let me know.
Listen,
I'll do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll do it.
The good thing is, oftentimes when we're in the heat of the battle or we are in the intensity of the war, we don't understand how God is going to use it.
So don't.
We don't know.
Not at all.
That we're going to meet somebody in Walmart who is sick, who needs to hear what God has done for us, so that they can receive hope. We don't understand that there's going to be somebody who is in a crisis, who is struggling, who needs to hear our story so that we can tell them who God is. We don't understand in the hard place that is working for all things, not just the good stuff, but all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He's working for good, but is also working in the time frame of for good. It's not just the circumstance. We think that the for good is, oh, it's just going to work out for my good. No, baby, it's going to work for good. God's not going to reverse the miracle. God's not going to turn over your healing. He's going to hold you accountable to living a lifestyle that goes with the miracle, that goes with the healing process, so you can maintain what he did for good and he can use it for his glory.
Now, here's the thing, woman of God.
Go ahead.
Come on. We want to focus on what? No, go ahead. We want to focus on what? We're going down the same road.
Focus on God, just get me out of the hard place. Where our focus could be, God, what can I get out of the hard place that you can use when I'm out?
See there. And as I was getting ready to say, woman,
how
are you going down the same road? Come on.
See, when I get my miracle, how are you going to use it? When I've lost everything and I've recovered it all, how are you going to use it? How is this going to fit me for use in your kingdom, to give hope to a people who are looking at the world today like, I don't even want to live in this place? How can God use
it? And see, that's just where I was going, woman of God. We on the same spiritual vein. We on the same road, because we as Christians, it's only natural, humanly speaking, for us to want to avoid pain, affliction, and trouble, and trials. That's only human. But what we have to grasp as we continue to follow our Lord Jesus, that there is a beauty in suffering, because what it does is, first of all, it separates the saints from the ain'ts. Because if you ain't in this for real, you is not going to put up with suffering. You is not going to keep believing God. You is not going to keep going to church. You're not going to keep praying. You're not going to keep reading your Bible. You're not going to keep testifying that, even though I don't know what's going on, I don't know why it's going on, I don't like this situation, going to be honest, because God already know. I have to remember that the Apostle Paul told us, he said that these sufferings that I go through are but for a light affliction compared to the glory that is ours to come. And don't you know that this is the most intimate time that we will ever have with God, and that's what he wants. He wants to see who's willing to sacrifice, who's willing to suffer when times get tough, woman of God, and I have complete respect and the utmost honor for you. I told you before we started this program that I was going to tell the listeners that when I grow up spiritually, I want to be just like Elder Janelle Strickland, and I mean every word of that, sister girl, because you got it going on. Your faith is so genuine. If the Lord was to just come get you right now, I believe all your work has already been accomplished, but I trust God that there's going to be more things that God has in store for you. Woman of God,
yes.
What is it that moves in you now? Because you already quoted my life scripture verse, Romans 8:28, for we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to the purposes of God. If we believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that's my life scripture verse. So we're on the same spiritual lane. So now that you have gone through all of that, tell us about the evidence of what you've received on this side of the suffering. What has been your greatest assets, your greatest gifts now that you have shown yourself to be faithful beyond any circumstance?
Well, now I can preach the word from a different place. I can testify from the experience of the word. I can preach from the evidence of the word. I can encourage from being in a place of hardship and having God heal. I can preach and minister from a place of, let me give you hope by telling you how I got my miracle.
Wow.
Because a lot of people need to see, touch, and feel the evidence of God's word. And when they start telling, well, I'm going through this or I'm going through that, honey, let me tell you what I've been through, but I don't want to focus on the been through. Let me tell you how God brought me out. And if he brought me out, he'll bring you out too. I don't care how bad it is. I'm already convinced. I'm the evidence of cast
you
your
are.
Cares upon the Lord. For he cares for you. God will come in the darkest of moments and prove who he is. A lot of times before we actually go through something, we're preaching the word and we're preaching from cognitive understanding. But when you experience illness and then you live through him being the Lord that heals you, it comes from a different place.
I
preach as the evidence, not just from a cognitive understanding.
Amen. I've heard it said many times, woman of God, that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. What comes from the soul reaches the soul. It would not be to our advantage to just preach and teach and testify from a pure intellectual cognitive perspective. God said, that's fine. But far as I'm concerned, that's just the first grade. I need to elevate you spiritually from elementary understanding to a middle school understanding to a high school understanding, and then guess what? To a higher learning institutional, scripturally speaking, because God is saying, as long as you're on this earth, there is so much more that we need to learn. Woman of God, you have blessed me already. You hear me? Thank you, Jesus, for such a woman of God. Amen. Listen, we're going to take a music break. We're going to let everything that you just shared to me, first of all, to God's glory, first of all, to me, and then absolutely to the listeners, because I'm sure they are blown away and just amazed at and much more appreciative of what God can do, because we don't always see so many modern day miracles. And I'm going to say this too, and I ain't getting into nobody's spiritual business, but the reason I don't believe we see as many miracles as we could is because do we honestly as believers believe that God will create a miracle? Do we really believe that? Do we pray with questions in our minds, or do we pray and say, God, I know according to your will, your predetermined will, that you can do all things, and then go before God in that situation, trusted wholeheartedly and completely that, God, I have no doubt in my mind. And even if there was any faith, I love that scripture where that leader over the centurions said that, I believe, but help mine unbelief. So he was saying that I have faith, but if there's any smidgen of unbelief in me, Father God, I'm asking you to remove it. I'm asking you to build and replace it with some genuine faith. Just like woman of God, Elder Janelle Strickland just heard. I'm telling y'all, she blessed me so much, I feel like woman of God, Chloe. Once we go hand in hand, once we go through heart and heart, once we go through healing and healing with God Almighty covering us, you don't have to worry about a thing.
I failed, but God's got me to the end. Replace heavy hearts with a win. My life's great, get your straight. All this hair, test your faith. My life's great, get your straight. All this hair, test your faith. If God is for me, who can be against me? He's all I need, all I need. Don't worry about me, I'ma be alright.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience, is your evangelistic outreach ministry radio platform where we honor God first and foremost. Above all, Father God, you get the praise right here, right now, and always, every day. This is just an extension of our lives. I'm talking about this, talking about me and my special guests. We're not just here for fame, fortune, or any time trying to be famous. No, what we're here for is as witnesses for transform lives, how God has stepped into our life with whatever our circumstances were, whatever the trouble was, whatever the condition was, whatever the mindset was. God wooed us. He came into our lives in such a profound way that we were swept off our spiritual feet and we fell in love with God Almighty. And we continue to love him more daily. So my special guest is here. I want to thank woman of God, Chloe, for singing that beautiful song about Don't Worry About Me, Woman of God. Evangelist Janelle Strickland, I know that you probably could sing right along with that song, Don't Worry About Me, because Woman of God, Chloe said, I got the G-O-D. I love that part right there. Ain't nothing like having the G-O-D talking about God talk about God on our side. But woman of God, you have a new project yourself. And talking about the scars, the beauty of the scars, tell us about this project and any testimony that goes along with it that you haven't already shared. Because I know you could share a minute or two about what you've been through and how God brought you through it. But tell us about your new project.
Yes, I am the princess of poetry. And as an artist, I am a performance poet. For those of you who have any events, ministry engagements that you would like for me to come and do poetry, I am available. I dropped my new single, These Scars Tell Beautiful Stories. You can get it on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, all your music outlets. Just look up The Princess of Poetry, Janelle Strickland, or the title, These Scars Tell Beautiful Stories. When I was thinking about all the surgeries and all the medical procedures that I've had and all the scars that they have left, I wrote a poem originally called My Scars Tell Beautiful Stories. And I was asked and commissioned to do a poem for Juneteenth. And my writing process is very simple because God gave me the gift of poetry. I just go to God, hey, I need a poem for Juneteenth. And the Lord said, go get that poem that you wrote and use it for this occasion. And it talks about not only the scars that I have endured, but the scars that we as human beings endure in life and how every scar has a beautiful story. If you're alive, the story ended well.
Yeah,
a lot of times
come on.
Like, situation didn't change. It may not have changed, but it didn't kill you either.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
These Scars Tell Beautiful Stories is a part of my full CD project. My EP is going to come out in another month or so. The full album and the CD release will be the first week of November. You can find me on Facebook under The Princess of Poetry. You can find me under Elder Janelle Strickland, or you can find me under Janelle Strickland. I'm also under All the Same on YouTube and Instagram.
Amen, amen. Listen, woman of God, I know that God has you appropriately busy ministering and doing the many wonderful things that you are doing, but I want you to just stay with it just for 1 minute and then close out with any beautiful words of wisdom and comments after we share and hear these beautiful anointed words from These Scars Tell Beautiful Stories.
Okay.
Depth of prophecy. They speak life while giving hope and inspiration. reality. See, my scars are actually some of the better parts of me. They tell of peaceful victories. They represent all the problems of this world. My scars seek justice for men, women, boys, and girls. But I am not offended by the colors of your skin. So let's come together and allow our scars to share new stories of where our unity begins. I am the princess of poetry.
Amen, amen. Absolutely phenomenal, absolutely beautiful arrangement, passionate words, and just touching the heart, woman of God. Thank you for that. And I'm just going to continue to believe that God is going to continue to give you creative refreshment and pieces of poetry that he will fit together for you so that you can very beautifully, instrumentally with your vocals, be able to present that to the people of God, to his glory, and then bless us as the listeners to be encouraged. My God, I feel so blessed by that. I want to recommend to you as well, I have been a supporter and longtime recipient of many blessings from Radio Bible Class, where they published the book Our Daily Bread as a contributor. They will send you certain books. I have so many books that I have received from them. One book that I want to recommend to you and the listeners is called The Sweet Side of Suffering, Recognizing God's Best When Facing Life's Worst. Again, the title of this book is The Sweet Side of Suffering, Recognizing God's Best When Facing Life's Worst. I'm going to post this on my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, and the author is M. Esther Lovejoy. It gives us a whole different perspective when it comes to suffering, because sometimes we'll be like Job. It ain't because of what I may have done, my family members may have done. God is just using us as faithful stewards and examples of people that are committed to serving him regardless of the circumstances. So, woman of God, if there's something in your spirit that you'd like to share with us before you leave us, I would love for you to share some wisdom and then give us some information on how you could be contacted again for any speaking engagements, as well as your social media platforms, and then, of course, where this beautiful, talented, anointed poetry can be downloaded. Any words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Absolutely. My daily motto is, make every breath count for something great. And that came from an experience with congestive heart failure that almost took my life.
Wow.
Congestive heart failure causes your lungs to fill with fluid and you lose your ability to breathe. My lungs were 3/4 of the way full. And I realized what it feels like not to be able to breathe. And so
that's
every
terrible.
Day that I am able to have breath in this body, I want to make sure that I am representing God at my excellent best, that he is getting all the glory out of my life. I don't take my breath for granted because I know what it feels like not to have it.
Ooh.
And I challenge every person within the sound of my voice, take that breath that God has placed in you and use it for his kingdom. Use it in a positive way. Use it so that he can get the glory out of it. Whatever gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that God has placed in you, I urge you, go and work on your craft so that it can be presented in excellence and he can get the glory out of it. I'm not even supposed to be able to remember a poem. I'm not even supposed to be able to stand on stage to walk.
See that?
But when God gave me my miracles, I'm using every one of them so that he can be made great. It's not about me. It's all about using what he's given me for him. If you would like for me to come and minister, I am a licensed minister and an ordained elder and a pastor in training. If you would like for me to come speak, you can reach out to me at elderjanellestrickland@gmail.com. If you would like for me to come as the princess of poetry and perform and minister, I am also available for that. You can send those emails to theprincessofpoetry@gmail.com. You can find me under the same on YouTube and on Facebook. And you can find me on Instagram under The Princess of Poetry or The One and Only T-Pop, T-P-O-P. I am available. I look forward to coming to inspire, to minister, to pray, encourage, uplift, to also help people get their own miracles and to use them for the glory of God.
Amen, amen. It's very mindful for me that when those three Hebrew boys were walking in that fiery furnace that had been reheated and heated up seven times hotter than it already was before, that the Lord, when King Nebuchadnezzar looked down in there, I don't know what he was looking for, but he decided to look down in there because he wanted to see for himself the consequences of disobeying him. And what he saw is that not only did he see the three Hebrew boys, but he saw another form in there who he realized looked just like the Son of God. And what woman of God, Janelle Strickland, is saying, that when she was in those hospital rooms, that when she was in the hospital bed suffering with so many, can't breathe, and lungs filled with fluid, and heart having palpitations and stroke all over her, that our Lord Jesus was laying his hands right on whatever condition was attempting to end her life, and he touched her. And I believe that that touch is radiating through her from God touching her, so that now God is saying, now I want you to go out and touch somebody. Use these words that I give you. Use this passion that I give you. Use this spirit that I have kept alive and renewed, and speak to other people about how I have touched your life. And God is still touching lives. Woman of God, you know you have my full support. If there is something I can do possibly to encourage you in your ministry and support you, all you need to do is let me know, and I already put my name down on the list. Say, Brother Ron, I got your name on the list, and I'm just going to say, okay, good. You know what to do. Amen.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing in Jesus. We love you in Jesus. We appreciate you. And anytime you want any of your poetry played, if you're looking for a place where it can be put out there for God's glory and for the listeners' uplift, you already know, get in touch with me, and I got you, sister girl. I got you. Thank you, woman of God.
So
I appreciate
much.
You.
You woman too. Thank you so much.
Elder Janelle Strickland was right here, y'all. She blessed us on this fire gospel experience. Yes, she did. Wow. Lord Jesus. And I be thinking, you know, yeah, I done been through some things, but boy, when I hear this woman of God testify, man, that stuff I've been through, man, I'd be like, let me close my mouth and let somebody that really been in the lion's den speak and tell about the goodness of our God. That is Elder Janelle Strickland. If you're looking for a powerhouse to come to your event, I promise you, she will embellish and enhance whatever event you got going on just by her being there, because she's carrying a weight of glory on her that God gave her just for rewarding her for being so faithful. Amen. These are the anointed people of God that just encourage me so much, that bless my soul. It encourages me to want to go a little bit longer, strive a little bit harder, reach a little bit higher. Because I'm thinking that since God said himself he's not a respected person, I'm saying that if he did it for Elder Janelle Strickland and other people that have come into my life and what I've been through,
then I believe, I just have faith in God Almighty that if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. And I'm going to believe that he'll do it for you too, because if you're not at a point in your faith where you're willing to believe that God is not a respected person and he has grace, mercy, and power waiting on you to make your life transformative from who you are right now to who God already intended you to be from the get-go, he's just letting you live your life until you get to that point in the road where you, it's a fork and you have to make a decision. Either you're going to go left and get left, or you're going to go right and be right. Amen. I'm going to do like Man of God, Pastor Henry Brown, featuring Woman of God, Beverly Crawford, and ask God to just build me up, Lord. Build me up.
Singing all. Look at somebody and say, build me up. I'm action.
My God, don't you just want to be built up in Christ? Amen. Goes right there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being built up in Christ, letting God move, letting God live, and let him have his way. Just being in us is the great privilege that we have. Listen, I want you all to stay right where you are, because we're going to shine our honest spotlight on my sister in Christ from Arkansas right here to shine my spotlight on Woman of God,
Tangela Willis. She is here. She is in the house, and she is going to bless us. I already know she got testimony. I already know that she got music. I already know that she is going to want to make you dance because she just got it like that. Amen. Goes right there. And listen, if you want to be my special guest for my Shine Artist Spotlight, all you have to do is just get in touch with me. I'm right there on Facebook. Ron E. Jefferson. Send me that MP3 recorded music to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And I promise you, if I play your music, I will send you the archive. You don't have to be my special guest, but I do love interviewing all of you anointed people of God. So listen, if that's what we're going to do, I want you to get in touch with me. Give me a call. You want to be my special guest with this like woman of God, Tangela Willis is, then all you got to do is give me a call at 870-413-0220 is the number to call. It's just that simple. All you got to do is just be willing to step out on faith. And when you do that, I promise you, you're going to see God do some things in your life that you couldn't imagine, you didn't even see coming. But that is just the way of our God. He does those type of things. And I'm so glad that he does. Here is man of God, Marcus Jordan, letting you know that he can and I can. Only because God can.
I can. I will make it.
Make
it.
Ooh. Make it.
Comes my way, we could help, I can do all things. He didn't promise me that it would be easy, but he promised never to leave me. He's right, he's by my side. Oh, the Lord, he's a very great guy. Anything I want and need, he will supply it for me. What comes my way, with God's help I can do all things. He didn't promise me that he would be, but he promised never to leave me. He's right here by my side, and the Lord, he's a very great guy. Anything I want and need, he will supply it for me. Dealing with, hold your head up, remember that you can,
you can,
you may be going through a struggle right now, but hold on to the hands of the Lord. I believe and I know that the Lord will make a way for you some way somehow. Don't you dare get weary and well soon. Gotta put your best foot forward and let God do the rest because he will. Yeah.
My God, my God, if you just build us up, Lord God, we will be everything that you have already created, purposed, and destined for us to be. Man of God, Pastor Henry Brown, breaking it down and keeping it real plain right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, featuring Woman of God, Beverly Crawford. Build me up, Lord. Build me up. Build me up. Build me up. Amen. Now, that's a sincere prayer that our God will certainly honor, because he wants you to be just like his son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, my special guest, wife, mother, gospel artist, worship leader at AADJC. I'm going to ask her to break that down. And a vessel to be used by God, none other than Arkansas's very own Tangela Willis is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Now, what more could you ask for than that? For those of y'all that don't know, we doing it like that in Arkansas. Amen. Come on in the room. Let me shine this artist spotlight on Woman of God, Tangela Willis. On this Fire Gospel Experience. Blessings, Woman of God, Tangela Willis. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm just happy that you have me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Amen. You're just such a happy soul. We had the pleasure of meeting for the first time face-to-face the day after Little Rock was hit with those disastrous tornadoes. It may have been
right.
A record-breaking tornado storm in Little Rock. Matter of fact, it was all over the country. I believe that one day, I think I did hear that there was over 100 tornadoes nationwide. Now, if that's not evidence enough for people to hear what our Lord Jesus prophesied when he said in the beginning of the end times, there will be wars, rumors of wars. There's going to be devastating natural occurrences in all the land. Stuff that normally don't happen is going to be happening. Didn't California have a snow blizzard? I don't know what people are looking at.
Right.
They better pay attention. Talking about Christianity is the white man's religion. Ain't no white man, black man, Chinese, Latino man have the power to make predictions about what's going to happen 2,000 years later. So come on now. It's more than just a ethnicity. It's God in the human flesh. Woman of God, listen.
That's right.
You are here. We are shining our outer spotlight on you. For those of us that have not had the pleasure of enjoying your music ministry, tell us something about yourself.
Again, I am Tangela Willis, a.k.a. Tans, and just like you said, I am a wife, I am a mother, and an artist. At my church, Anointed Appointed Disciples of Jesus Christ in Conway, Arkansas, I'm a worship leader. I'm also a minister as well. So that's just a little bit about me.
Amen. Amen. Well, the part that if you listeners have not picked that up yet, just yet, this woman has joy bubbling over in her. She is just a happy soul. Every time I see you, I can say that now. Every time I see you, I've seen you once. But I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You have just such a wide open smile. To me, that's like you got joy that's just bubbling over in you, woman of God. Where does this joy come from? Because I'm sure, just like all of us believers, your faith has been tested and you've had your seasons of trying times.
Oh, yes, yes, you are right. And I have to say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I mean my strength.
Okay.
Because I've learned that personally. I've had to minister through hard times and not just minister the word, but minister through song as well. So nobody really knows what you're going through at the time, but you still have to just remember the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I still get up and I praise him and I worship him for everything that he has brought me through. Back in, it was around the Music Love Awards time, and COVID, I had COVID. I had it when I was 6 months pregnant. And was one of those high-risk people. But you know what? Praise the Lord, me and my baby came out just fine. Okay. And I never thought that I was going to sing again. Because coming out of COVID and the way it affected me, I could not sing like I used to. I couldn't hit certain notes that I used to could hit. I couldn't hold a note like I used to could do it. So I started to think and I started to get into a place where maybe my time is up. Maybe my singing ministry time is up. And then, the Lord brought me through that. And he was like, no, I'm not done with you yet. And so, he brought to my attention I don't want you to focus on the notes. I don't want you to focus on how good you sound, because it's not in your notes.
That's good.
It's not in how good you sound. It's the ministry that I have down in you.
Wow.
So when I got to that point, that's when I got me a get up and go. I was like, I'm not done. Let's do this thing.
Amen. 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 I love that, because once we come out of whatever it is that was holding us back, whether it was just from our own bad decisions, whether it's because of our upbringing that put us into a negative mindset, or maybe our surroundings, influences, situations that were beyond our control, when we go through that, just like I heard woman of God Janelle Strickland talk about, we're never the same people, because, see, we have experienced exposure to God's grace in reality. It's one thing to read about the scriptures and read about miracles, but when we start experiencing miraculous things happening in our lives, that just draws us closer to God, woman of God. So, listen, that made you a certified stepper, didn't it? Didn't it?
It did. You are right. You are right about that. And, you know, a lot of times we are our own stumbling blocks. Because when I went through that, I'm not saying that it wasn't all about ministry, but it took me to a whole nother level. And I was so worried about something else. God said, no, I need you to worry about this. I need you to worry about reaching souls in ministry. Stop worrying about the notes. Stop worrying about how good you look sometimes. No, this is ministry. We're trying to reach people. So that did it for me.
That's right. That's right. And you're so right, because I say that all the time. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. What it's about is it's about kingdom building. It's about us, now that we are saved, reaching the lost who need to be saved, even if they don't realize they need to be saved. We let our light so shine so that they can see the God in us, and they realize that there's a difference between us and how we're living. Not that we're better than, but we're better off because we have a relationship with the Most High God.
That's
and
right.
Don't you know that'll make you a certified Christ stepper too?
Right.
I promise you.
For his grace, his mercy, and his favor.
steps in. Okay. All right. There we go.
I had to get that out, woman of God, because you had me stepping all around in the studio up in here.
The joy of the Lord. It'll make you do it. And see, look, now, yeah, we used to dance at them little backyard parties, them little basement parties.
Yeah.
I ain't got too many basements in Arkansas, but growing up in Detroit, we had them little basement parties and all kind of stuff going on, backyard parties, and we was at the club,
and
we was dancing, we was doing all that. But I'm like this woman of God, just because I don't go to the club, and it's by choice. If people go to the club, that's on them. That's what they want to do. That's their thing.
Right.
My thing is that I don't have the attraction for the club. I don't have the attraction for the things that I used to do. I don't even want to do those things anymore. And I'm not putting nobody down because I did what I did by choice and free will. But the thing about it is that I ain't forgot how to dance. I don't dance the same way. But my energy and my joy is I'm not going to hold back the relationship, the joyful relationship that I have with God. And if I feel like dancing, guess what? Yes, I'm going to dance. I'm going to get my praise on. Woman of God, we have an amazing event that I will be promoting a little bit later on in the program, the upcoming 2023 Music Love Awards. Shout out to First Lady Woman of God, Frances Riley, and then, of course, her husband and pastor, man of God, Kevin Riley. We just appreciate this event coming up August the 18th and 19th at Four Points by Sheraton right there in Little Rock, Arkansas. So we get the fellowship again. And then we get to celebrate. Tell people about how you are looking forward to it and excited about this upcoming awards event, the 2023 Music Love Awards right there in Little Rock, Arkansas. Tell us about it.
Well, your very own Tans is nominated for two awards. Female Vocalist of the Year and Contemporary Artist of the Year. So I am definitely looking forward to it. Not only just looking forward to, like, possibly winning, but the move of God that is going to happen on that weekend. I know everybody is going to expect the unexpected. So I'm expecting. But, you know, God, I'm ready for God to blow my mind past whatever I'm thinking.
That's right. That's right. Me too. I'm excited about it because I had the pleasure of being invited there many times by a dear sister of mine, fellow Detroiter. I was born in Pine Bluff, but at 6 years old, Lady Tan, they took me to Detroit. I spent 40 years of my life in Detroit where woman of God, gospel artist, I'm saying gospel artist, but woman of God, Gloria gospel host Boldware was also in Detroit.
Yeah,
you know Detroit? The Clark sisters.
Yes,
I went to the same high school, Mumford High School, that the Clark sisters went to, same high school, Mumford High, that the Winers went to, and then young man from Commission, a name escapes me right now, he was also a member of Mumford High School. And I came back home to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and she kept saying, Ron, I'm coming to Little Rock, I'm coming to Little Rock. And then I couldn't take it no more. I said, last year, I'm going. I'm going to. Because it's right down the road. It's only 40 miles away. I don't have no excuse. And when I went, I think man of God, Keenan Coleman, he was already in a high spirit of praise. And when I walked in, man, I just fell right into the spirit of praise. I've been to the Spin Awards, and it's a beautiful thing to acknowledge God and to for us to congratulate and recognize one another.
But the Music
right.
Love Awards is a praise and worship celebration.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for real, for real. And that is what
it
moved in my
is.
Spirit. And I am so looking forward to it, woman of God. So listen, between now and then, if there's
well.
Any... I've been blessed to be nominated Best Podcast of the Year. What an honor. I'm privileged. You know, my thing is that just to be recognized by your
right.
peers, by your fellow co-laborers in Christ, is an honor all by itself. And then if we can have something that we can bring home to set on a shelf or in a corner or on our mantle somewhere to remind us that
mm-hmm.
there are people that love God like us, that appreciate who we are, and that voted for us, that is an amazing accomplishment as well. So I'm praying for
right.
you, your continued success, woman of God, your continued
you.
Achievement, whatever prosperity God has for you. I'm praying that it come twofold, threefold, fourfold, so that you
yeah.
can be a blessing to somebody else. Now, how you like that?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I receive that. I receive it.
Amen. Amen. So how can my listeners get in touch with you if they'd like for you to come and be a part of their event, whatever they got going on, whether it's in Texas, Oklahoma, Little Rock, might be in California, might be in Florida. God has a way of blessing his people and making a way out of no way. How can you be contacted? Where can my listeners follow you on social media, and where can your anointed,
okay.
I'm talking about gospel groovy music, be downloaded? Where?
you can follow me on all your social media handles as from Kanch the Singer. It's all you have to do is put that in, and I'll pop up, and you can follow me. You can message me directly on any of my social media handles, as well as email me at tangethesinger@gmail.com. Again, tangethesinger@gmail.com. You can download my music on any of your favorite, digital download outlets. I'm on YouTube as well. You can follow me on YouTube. So, yeah, just look me up, follow me, reach out. I'll be looking forward to it.
Reach out to a sister, because she's going to make your celebration what it's supposed to be in God. Amen. Goes right there. Bless you, woman of God. You know how to get in touch with me. Feel free to contact me for any support, any prayer, anything that I can do as your brother in Christ. I want you to make sure that I'm there for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless
you,
woman of God. Terrence J was in the house, y'all. And she ain't through. We got more music for her. She don't even know about it. But I'm ready to pop this sister up and shine my artist spotlight on Woman of God, Terrence J. Thank you, Woman of God. Looking forward for you to come back.
Thank
Anytime
you.
You ready, I'll be ready for you. Terrence J.
Yes, yes.
Right in the house, Terrence J. She ain't through. She just want to let y'all know, yes, God has been good.
Yeah.
Another day, brand new mercy seen. He's done so much for me. Is he done the same for you?
my God, you have been so good. Oh, my God, words cannot ever fully express the goodness of our God and how you have blessed us so. And we appreciate you, and we love you even more.
Hello, I'm recording artist James H. Glover III, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving. It's a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you, yes you, to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. I want for you and your friends and your family to join us at the 2023 Music Love Awards on August the 18th and 19th, 2023 at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm a nominee traveling from Kentucky, and I'm expecting a great move from God as we honor first him and then all his people who are doing great things in his kingdom. So make plans to be there with us for an amazing time in God at the MLAs on August the 18th and 19th. Yes, that's August 18th and 19th, 2023 at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock. Keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirits and give you new strength. God bless. Love y'all.
I've been through so many things throughout my life.
don't give up now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't you know? Solo says it's coming. Your deliverance is coming. All we have to do is maintain our faith. Trust and believe that no matter what we're going through, because I promise you, as long as we're living in this world, there will be times of trials, there will be trouble, and there'll be tribulation. It's not just Christian folks, religious folks that's going through. There are people that don't go to church and are proud to tell you they don't go to church. They are going through some things too, unfortunately for them. But it's up to us who know truth to reach out to them about the truth as we found in our relationship with God and share with them the evidences, the circumstances of how life has changed for us and made so much better. So that when we do go through hard times, guess what? We are not hopeless. We don't fall out. We don't faint. We don't resort to drinking and drugging, because I've done that, been there, and that didn't do nothing but make things worse. What we do now is we ask God to be our help and be our strength. Because like woman of God, Trice White Whitley, also known as Sister Peaches, she's going to let you know that you are worthy, God. We found that out for ourselves.
How many of you all have that feel-good song? Dangerous.
Because that blesses my life. That keeps me keeping on in the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are discussing for your spiritual uplift and for your sanctified consideration from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, starting at around verse 28 or so, talking about live, move, and being. Amen. That's all the way in God. That's mind, body, and soul, if you come and think about it. The three parts that make a human being who they are, the mind, the body, and the spirit. That's where we live. That is our mind. And how we move, that is our body. And our being is spiritually speaking. So the word of God says, Acts 17 and 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Now, the Apostle Paul, he had so much God in him. He had so much commitment in him. And I know that he felt the weight of being a former persecutor of the church, that he said, that same energy that I used to terrorize the church, now I would take greater energy that I used to destroy to even build. And that comes from my association with the Almighty One God. We are able to do those things in God that we could never do on our own because he empowers us. Now, he said that I am not going to wait around for my associates to meet me here in Greece. Here I am at the Areopagus in Greece where the great philosophers and the thinkers of that time, the great thinkers of that time would come and philosophize and discuss all of their intellectual acclimates with one another. And Paul said, yes, this is the place where I need to be. So he came and he said that I see that you have a statue that is dedicated to the unknown God. And the word of God in Acts 17 tells us, Paul said, listen, I know this God and you don't know. So let me tell you who this God is. Kind of reminds me of an R.B. dance song from back in the day entitled Living It Up. Y'all remember that? Living It Up, Living It Up. Oh, yeah. on Friday night. Yeah. A very danceable and chatty tune. I can still hear that enjoyable beat dancing in my head. But that so-called Living It Up was all based on the party scene, living life from the outside in, where my fantasies, your fantasies, my fleshly desires, your fleshly desires were always at the top of the list to be appeased in any and every which way that I could. But listen, y'all know the Christian spiritual difference from the world's definition of living is very profound, very different, very unique, very committed in this life of righteousness that we are called to live. That means right with God and right with everyone around us. Amen. God first, that is vertical, and everybody else, that is horizontal. And if you go up and down, that is the post. And if you go across, that's the beam. That is a reminder that we are people of the cross. But we have to fulfill it as best we can. Because listen, what we found in our lives before our commitment in God was all superficially applied from the outside in. I was always looking around, either in my mind or putting my hands on something to ingest inside me, to either escape what I was feeling or try to create something that will help me feel better. But this is the difference between living, moving, and having our being in God. Now it is based on relationship, y'all. It is based on the intimacy with the Almighty One, with Jesus's replacement, as it were, his comforter, while Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God, interceding for us, praying for us, saying, Father, I know that man, I know that woman, I know that child. Have mercy on them. They're doing the best they can. They're going to do better. And Holy Spirit, God, is down here comforting us so that we will not give up, that we will not allow the things of this world to overwhelm us. That is where we are being transformed, as well as moving in the Spirit, as God has given us the opportunity to do so. But like one with God, Clarita Hatton is about to let us know, God, I'm going to need your help. Yes.
Help me, I'm down here on my knees. Hey, I'm Clarita Haddon Jackson, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is moving, it's uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family members, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom.
You kept me from danger, seen and unseen. Now you've been so very good to me. Without you, G, I dance because I am busy free. Oh, dance. Compassion, your grace and mercy is why I dance. I have been set free. Oh, dance.
The Elder Maurice Tatum. I invite everyone to join me at the 2023 Music Love Awards on August 18th and 19th at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas. You do not want to miss this great Music Love Awards. And keep your dial tuned right here to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving. Hope to see you there.
Amen, amen. I hope to see you all there at the 2023 Music Love Awards that will be kicking off in high gospel celebration, praising, worshiping our God as we fellowship together, encourage one another, and acknowledge accomplishments that God has allowed us to achieve. You can get more information because we want you to be there. All you got to do is go to the Music Love Awards .com link and get more information about all of the wonderful events that are going to be going on. There's going to be high praise and celebration on August the 18th. There's going to be a luncheon,
Then there's going to be, of course, the commencement ceremony, awards, on the 19th, on that Saturday. It's going to be lunch Saturday afternoon, and then we're going to kick it off finally with the big, big festive celebration of clapping hands, hugging, and celebrating how God has blessed us. So we want you to be there. So don't be shy. We want you to go ahead and get the information. Go to the Music Love Awards 2023, musicloveawards.com, and all the information will be right there so that you can join us right there in Little Rock on August the 18th, 19th, 2023. We are discussing for your spiritual consideration about live, move, and being from Acts 17 and 28. There is a difference between how we were living, how we were moving, and how we were being before Christ. It's like before and after. And now, thank God that we are in the after portion of our life in Christ, that we can look back and we can learn so many things about ourselves in relationship to the Word of God, as well as to the world itself that we're living in, and who we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be people under the headship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've been on Facebook. There's been so many different accusations and denunciations made about our Christian faith. A lot of people are believing that us as people of African ethnicity are people that should be following the Egyptian beliefs, the pharaohs and the Nefertitis of that time and age. But the Bible declares to me that it was actually the Egyptians that held the people of God, the Israelites, under 300-400 years of bondage. Now, certain other people will say that, well, no, not the Egyptians, but the black people are the original Israelites. Now, in world history, there had to be some sort of documentation to displace a whole nationality of people out of Israel and replace them with the people that are there now. In my mind, it tells me that these are beliefs that are created from people that just deny the truth. The Bible said that people turn away from God. Why? Because they love their sins. Their deeds were evil. And when the light of truth came, they fell back and they loved darkness. That means they rebelled against the truth of God and his spoken word and his designated Savior, Jesus the Christ, in pursuit of man-made religions. I'm just going to say it just like it is, because I have experienced this. This goes far beyond the being. I'm talking about the being. It goes far beyond just a head knowledge of biblical theology. No. When we live, move, and have our being in God, that addresses our mind, our body, and our spirit. If it was just a matter of arguing theology, you may have a point here and there. But my theology has been confirmed with present-day circumstances, as we discussed with woman of God, Tangela Willis. The prophecies that our Lord Jesus spoke of over 2,000 years ago are in full bloom and full evidence. No one can deny them. How can a man-made religion prophesy something that some people say the book is a man-made written book? No. Man were used as instruments of God. The Word of God says, as men were moved by Holy Spirit God, they wrote down the things that God had already required and prescribed. So this was not a book that was written solely by man's intuition and applications. No, it is a book that God used men to transfer from his very mouth, from his very mind, unto where we are now. So I thank God for living, moving, and being in him. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm just grateful for you sanctified people that are here with us. Looking forward for you all joining us at the upcoming Music Love Awards, the 2023 Music Love Awards, right there in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 18th and 19th, right there at Four Points by Sheraton. I'm looking to be there. I'm looking forward to God to be there and show up and do a wonderful, tremendous life celebration, because I promise you, it's all about God. We are there to give God glory, to fellowship with people that we don't usually see until we get together at these wonderful and amazing events. That is the joy of having people in God that will love us, even though they may not have necessarily met us, but they are there with us at the point in time of these celebrations, and we are so grateful to God for having this opportunity. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Janelle Strickland, the performance
poet. I'm talking about the princess of poetry. She blessed us so well and so much. I am just so thankful for her spirit. I am thankful for Woman of God, Tangela Willis, for coming and being a part of our Shine Artist Spotlight. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. To all of you beautiful people out there, listen, you keep on living for God, because there are rewards, not just in heaven. A lot of people say that we just got our eyes and are looking for a pie in the sky. No, we are here to make differences right here in this world. That's why our Lord Jesus left us down here, to be that salt of the earth, to be that light in darkness. Amen. So we're going to take our stand. We're going to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. We ain't going to take it back. We ain't going to change our mind. And we ain't going to quit on Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. We'll leave you with one final word, if I may. Holy Spirit God wants to fill us so that we can fully fulfill our callings. Amen. It's a bit of a play on words. It's on my Facebook page, Ronnie Jefferson. Holy Spirit God wants to fill us so that we can fulfill our callings. I want to bless you all. I want to thank you all for supporting this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry. Y'all keep doing what you're doing for Jesus, and you will be tremendously blessed in God. I am thankful, Holy Spirit God, that you love us enough, that you showed your love, you demonstrated your great love for us as you sent your darling Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus the Christ Almighty, to live in us now through Holy Spirit God. We are so blessed. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And we honestly cannot thank you enough. We ask that you please don't dim my light. Don't let the world dim your light. Here's Woman of God, Layla Mystique, talking about it better than I can talk about it. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And please, 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 don't let no one dim your light.
Shut up, bitch. Come on.